Hey everybody, MJ here, and before we get started today, I just want to take this opportunity. We all know about the hurricane in Texas, Hurricane Harvey. Right now, we're going to try to mindlessly entertain you for the next hour or so, but please, if you can, go to the Red Cross right now, just donate, find any place, the reputable place that you can go to in order to donate to the hurricane relief. We would appreciate it so very much, and I know we're not the only podcast doing this, so just you know, if you got a couple minutes and a couple bucks, just head over to the Red Cross or somebody like that and donate a couple bucks. Anyways, on with the show, I guess. On with the show.
EMZT Radio is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/EMZT. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Oh, no tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
You're staying. This isn't a democracy anymore.
This is now the United States of
EMZT Radio.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
Welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio. I am Bane Hellborn, and infamous MJ is around here somewhere. Unless he doesn't want to show again. Which, I don't know. I didn't get the memo this time. We'll see. That's the fun of this podcast. And if you didn't hear, Tobe Hooper, director of the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre and the original Poltergeist and Life Force and a ton of other movies, passed away on Saturday. Reports are saying natural causes. He was 74 years old. And that just seems to blow another hole in my horror world. We send our condolences to Tobe Hooper's family, and we are very, very saddened by the loss of another master of horror. The horror community just keeps getting struck with blows of the deaths of its masters and legends of the horror genre.
The film which you are about to see is an account of the tragedy which befell a group of five youths, in particular, Sally Hardesty and her invalid brother, Franklin. It is all the more tragic in that they were young. But had they lived very, very long lives, they could not have expected, nor would they have wished to see as much of the mad and macabre as they were to see that day. For them, an idyllic summer afternoon drive became a nightmare. The events of that day were to lead to the discovery of one of the most bizarre crimes in the annals of American history, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Bruce Campbell on his Hail to the Chins book tour. August 28th, he'll be in Cleveland, Ohio. August 29th, Detroit, Michigan. August 30th, Ann Arbor, Michigan. And September 1st, Chicago, Illinois. Stay tuned for Bruce Campbell showing up to your town or somewhere near it. and go get his book, Hails to the Chin, Further Confessions of a B-Movie Actor. Because he's a really good writer, too. You can get your copy of Bruce's book from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, or Indie Bound. Or, if he's on his book tour, you can purchase one there. It's well worth it. Go get it. Death Note is out on Netflix. It came out August 25th. It's a little different than the anime. Number one, they're not in Japan. They're in Seattle. Willem Dafoe as Ryuk was just very chilling. Ryuk was more threatening to Light in this new Death Note. He wasn't so threatening in the anime. He was more helpful in the anime to Light. But in this Netflix one, he's more threatening. He wants Light to screw up so he can take the Death Note back and give it to someone else. So, I don't know. I kind of liked it because it's Willem Dafoe. He has the perfect voice for Ryuk. And it was a bit different than the anime. So be prepared for that. But I liked it. I liked it. I really, really liked it. It's a whole, like, it's over an hour. It's about an hour and a half long. Well worth the watch. Death Note on Netflix. Watch it now. And now, it's time for some music. This is EMZT Radio.
Guardians of the night, elite and strong, among the herd of humanity, take that which you desire, sanguinaria. Down is your invitation. You feel the thirst driving you insane. Ready to prowl, searching for that stimulation. A taste for blood takes away the pain.
Lost outside the crowd. Take what you desire.
listening to EMZT Radio. Come and let your ears bleed. From pophorror.com, take a tour of the real Camp Crystal Lake on Friday the 13th. Awesome news was announced by Camp Nobi Bosco, an active Boy Scouts camp in Hardwick, New Jersey. They're planning an upcoming special event. Wait, hold up, where? For Friday the 13th Fanatics. We know that this is where the first movie of the series was filmed over 35 years ago. This is the real Camp Crystal Lake. Unfortunately, the camp is not open to the general public. The only way you can view the filming location is when the camp offers a rare special event. It was announced that the fourth public tour of Camp Nobi Bosco for Friday the 13th fans will take place on Friday, October 13th, 2017. The lowdown on this is first you must sign up for their emails. That is the only form of communication they use to update the tour information. Second, I highly recommend checking out their souvenirs. The reason I say this is not only because they have some badass souvenirs, but if you make purchases, the better your chances are of getting tickets for the tour. And their products are called Angry Mother. Group 1. To show our appreciation for our most dedicated fans, the first group of tickets will be announced via email to anyone that has made a minimum $50 souvenir purchase in our online shop between January 1st, 2017 and 7 a.m. the day the tickets go on sale. $50 minimum is not including the shipping. Group 2. After that, the remainder of the tickets will be announced to the general mailing list. You can join the mailing list. Please note that tour announcements will only be made on the mailing list and will not be posted anywhere else. Tickets will go on sale during the week of August 28th, 2017. They will be for sale immediately after the announcement email is sent. You must have a ticket, no exceptions. Go sign up on the mailing list now and don't forget to check out the souvenirs. That's your best chance to get this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Are you ready to see Camp Crystal Lake? Have you been on a tour? And the link is www.nobibosco.org. That's NOBEBOSCO. And this is EMZT Radio.
I used to be a werewolf, but am I right now? Land in fights on neck and I'll show you how. We can hang out every single night, making wolfcup babies under starry moonlight. Change is hot, change is fast. I only got 12 hours, gotta make it last. So keep my head, got to decree. It's got a little good old deal, you know what I mean? We'll be right back.
the moon wants to sing this too. Now I think I gotta be able to do. Can you hear the screaming? I'll give you a clue.
EMZT Radio is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/EMZT. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. For you, the listeners of EMZT Radio podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. That's audibletrial.com/EMZT.
You love midnight movies, don't you? But can you handle midnight movies 24 hours a day?
Your death will be indescribable.
Find out on Black Flag TV. The first viral television on the web, Black Flag TV is entirely dedicated to haunting horror, science fiction, and cult movies. Broadcasting live, 24 hours a day, obscure independent movies and classic horror. Make Black Flag TV your sanctuary for the horror genre.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Visit us now, blackflag.tv.
From pophorror.com, take a tour of the real Camp Crystal Lake on Friday the 13th. Awesome news was announced by Camp Nobi Bosco, an active Boy Scouts camp in Hardwick, New Jersey. They're planning an upcoming special event. Wait, hold up, where? For Friday the 13th Fanatics. We know that this is where the first movie of the series was filmed over 35 years ago. This is the real Camp Crystal Lake. Unfortunately, the camp is not open to the general public. The only way you can view the filming location is when the camp offers a rare special event. It was announced that the fourth public tour of Camp Nobi Bosco for Friday the 13th fans will take place on Friday, October 13th, 2017. The lowdown on this is first you must sign up for their emails. That is the only form of communication they use to update the tour information. Second, I highly recommend checking out their souvenirs. The reason I say this is not only because they have some badass souvenirs, but if you make purchases, the better your chances are of getting tickets for the tour. And their products are called Angry Mother. Group 1. To show our appreciation for our most dedicated fans, the first group of tickets will be announced via email to anyone that has made a minimum $50 souvenir purchase in our online shop between January 1st, 2017 and 7 a.m. the day the tickets go on sale. $50 minimum is not including the shipping. Group 2. After that, the remainder of the tickets will be announced to the general mailing list. You can join the mailing list. Please note that tour announcements will only be made on the mailing list and will not be posted anywhere else. Tickets will go on sale during the week of August 28th, 2017. They will be for sale immediately after the announcement email is sent. You must have a ticket, no exceptions. Go sign up on the mailing list now and don't forget to check out the souvenirs. That's your best chance to get this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Are you ready to see Camp Crystal Lake? Have you been on a tour? And the link is www.nobibosco.org. That's N-O-B-E-B-O-S-C-O. And this is EMZT Radio.
equals death.
From 1428elm.com, Indiegogo launched for George Romero Hollywood Walk of Fame star. Actor Malcolm McDowell is helping to launch an Indiegogo campaign to help pay for the late George Romero to receive his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The influence of George A. Romero is still seen in pop culture today. The number one show on TV, The Walking Dead, wouldn't even exist if it hadn't been for Romero's cinematic contributions. Giving him a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame seems like a no-brainer. It was previously announced in 2016 that Romero had been awarded a star, which was fantastic. However, actually putting the physical star onto the Walk of Fame itself is apparently a very costly process. The star still has not been placed, and Romero has sadly since passed away. One of Romero's many fans who feels this is wrong is the veteran actor Malcolm McDowell. McDowell has now launched an Indiegogo campaign for fans to help George get his long-overdue star on the Walk of Fame. From the campaign's site, quote, "As you may be aware, George A. Romero was nominated and selected to receive his long-overdue star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this October. The enormous costs associated with this honor was well over $60,000, including the price of the actual star and star reception events. We are turning to you, who knew and loved George, for help to complete our star completion fund," end quote. The campaign, organized by Matt O'Neill, has set a goal for $35,000. Many different tier options are available for donors, starting as low as $5. If you've got a few bucks to spare, then help put Romero's name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I agree. He did. I remember the story that he did get the star in 2016. But we never realized that they also have to pay for the star and to put it on the Walk of Fame. So yeah, George does deserve to be there. Indiegogo has this fundraiser set up through a site called Generosity.com. You go to Generosity.com and look for George A. Romero Star Ceremony Walk of Fame. Or the link will be in the show notes. But this is a really good thing to do for George, because he did receive the star. It's just he never got it put on the Walk of Fame like it should be. And you are listening to EMZT Radio.
Locomotion, crushed, under stone, and robo demolition.
another sad day. Another master of horror has passed away. From 1428elm.com, we remember the legacy of Toby Hooper. Toby Hooper was born in Austin, Texas. According to IMDb, during the 60s, he spent time teaching college and working as a documentary cameraman. Those experiences came in handy when he was creating his masterpiece, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Variety states that he passed away at his home in Sherman Oaks, California. At present, the cause of death is unknown, or it was later revealed natural causes. The director is survived by his two sons. At 74 years of age, he has amassed a filmography of over 5 decades of movie making. That is an impressive body of work. During the 90s, he turned his attention to the smaller screen and did several guest directing turn-on shows like Dark Skies and Masters of Horror. And this is concentrating on 5 notable films that this author thought were the best of Toby's work. I've Got You Under My Skin, or The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. In 1974, horror history was made with the advent of Hooper's breakthrough, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They say, write what you know, and Toby managed to incorporate his experiences as a documentary camera person to the test. Shot in realistic, handheld style, this film was way ahead of its time. The budget on the movie was typical of independent filmmaking back then. Hooper spent $300,000 and turned in a tour de force that still resonates with horror audiences today. We all know the familiar story. College-age friends on a road trip meet creepy local cannibals. This flick is like a PSA telling people what not to do if they happen upon a seemingly abandoned house in the wilderness. Some of the scenes were graphic enough to make patrons walk out of the theater. This film may be 43 years old, but it's still relevant and holds up well with today's audiences. From the meat hook scene to Marilyn Burns crawling around on a human bone-laden floor, TCM is not for the squeamish or faint of heart. The handheld camera style, obviously a holdover from Hooper's documentary stint, is so effective it makes viewers feel as if they're experiencing everything with the characters. This only serves up the terror quotient. It's the type of film that will stick with you years after you see it. Welcome to Salem's Lot. Now Toby was playing in Stephen King's backyard with this little effort in 1979. I remember watching this TV movie, and it was truly an event. Featuring James Mason, David Soule, and Lance Kerwin, the story revolves around writer Ben Mears and a horror movie-loving kid, Mark Petrie, who discover that their town is crawling with vampires. What made this effort truly terrifying was the potent combination of King's prose with Hooper's direction. The audience went on the journey with Mark and Ben. This film was psychological horror at its best. We truly wonder if Mark was delusional, or was there some truth to the Nosferatu legend? One of the creepiest scenes that has stayed with me almost 40 years later is when Mark is visited by his friend Danny, who is now one of the undead. I can still hear his fingernails scraping against the window. A random geeky fact, according to Behind the Couch, the shots of the boy floating outside the window were filmed backwards by Hooper to lend them an eerie and strange feel, and the scene was accompanied by a haunting and foreboding score of whining strings and thumping piano. Let's go play in the funhouse. This particular film has special significance for me. Well, not for me, because I didn't go see it in the theater. I didn't see it till I was much older. My friends and I went to see it opening night in 1981. The theater was jam-packed, and I had the best time with the screaming crowd. Good memories for a horror flick. Once again, 4 crazy kids smoke some weed and get this awesome idea to spend the night in a funhouse. Really? Who hasn't done that in their lifetime? Well, I never have. This seems like a legit plan. Of course, things are going to go awry, and they're going to get stalked by a deformed guy sporting a Frankenstein mask. While the plot points are schlocky, Hooper's innate comfort with the genre generates some memorable moments. If you get the chance to see this film, I do recommend it. I do too. It was one of the earlier works of Toby, and it was still pretty freaky. Especially when you see the face under the guy in the Frankenstein mask. Life Force is an interesting premise. A crew of a space shuttle finds something unusual in a comet. It turns out to be humanoids in coffin-like structures. It's weird, but just go with it. The female survives, and she ends up sucking the life out of her victims, turning them into zombies. This creature is more like a succubus than a vampire. While this reads like a 50s B-movie and plays out like one, the acting is solid, and Hooper's direction is on point. As for the script, Dan O'Bannon of Alien fame penned it. The way the life force gets propelled from the body makes it even more disturbing. Invaders from Mars. Hooper directs this remake of a film from 1953. Another Dan O'Bannon special. The story centers on a young boy named David Gardner, played by Karen Black's son, Hunter Carson. I didn't know that was her son. Wow! Who witnesses a spaceship landing? Subsequently, his parents and the townfolk get taken over by alien life forms. No one believes David except for the school nurse, Linda Magnuson, played by Karen Black. Together, they enlist the U.S. Marine Corps to help them fight the unwanted extraterrestrials. If you've never seen this one before, make it a point to do so. The Faculty is a descendant of this wonderful little sci-fi horror B-movie. For those of you that question why I didn't include Poltergeist, I wanted to focus on some other films and his body of work. What makes Toby Hooper's death particularly sad is it comes on the heels of George Romero. Both of these men were legends in the horror community. Hooper will be incredibly missed. At least we have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and all his other efforts on celluloid. Every time you view a found footage flick, Hooper's legacy is in place. Some of the best times I had as a teenager were watching Toby Hooper films. Rest in peace, Mr. Hooper. Godspeed. And we at EMZT Radio also pass our condolences to Toby Hooper's family. Toby Hooper was a big part of our getting into horror as horror fans. He was one of the masters of horror that we grew up with. And I never did get to meet him personally. That would have been an interesting talk. But we do have all his films, and we are very grateful for what he gave to us in the horror community. But his legacy does live on, like the article said. And this is EMZT Radio.
So that's going to wrap things up here for EMZT Radio, but I want to do this real quick. And since I've got a microphone, I can. First off, I want to give my thoughts and well wishes and everything I can to our friends, the Cult 45 podcast, which it's very hard to get through a Monday without listening to them. They literally get me through Mondays with a great laugh, and you guys should check them out, part of the Potter and family that we're a part of, and they're in Houston. So I just want to give those guys a huge, you know, we're thinking about you, and anything we can do to help, let us know. Other than that, like I said before the show started, just give to the Red Cross. I know what we do is just mindless entertainment, but, you know, just try to give a little something to the Red Cross, okay? That's all we ask for. Just try to do that and just be good people. That's all we can say. Just this whole hurricane's got us all discombobulated. And like I said, being in South Carolina, went through Matthew last year. And I've lived through Hugo, I've lived through Matthew, I've lived through Floyd. I lived through that historic flooding that we had a couple of years ago too, and believe me, it's never an easy thing to do. I've been fortunate every single time that, you know, I haven't been directly hit, as in losing a house or anything worse. So again, just give what you can to the Red Cross or any reputable company that is helping right now. That would be appreciated. And hey, once again, guys, Cult 45 Podcast, we're thinking about you guys right now. All of you people in Houston, you know, you're not too far from our thoughts. That's going to wrap things up here for EMZT Radio. I am the Infamous One, and we will see you hopefully in 2 weeks. We're going to take next week off for Labor Day. Till then, see ya.
Look at me, Damien. It's all for you.
Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
Bad rhyme. Bad rhyme.